the people that we feel the most are actually reflecting something back to us. And not in a everything is a mirror, overly simplified kind of way, but in a this is a grounded, real, real response. Like certain people can highlight patterns you already have, parts of yourself that you haven't fully seen, things you're drawn to, things you're avoiding. That's why some connections feel so charged, and it's not always just about the other person, but really it's just about what's being activated in you. And that can go in different directions. Like sometimes someone reflects something you admire or something you want more of, something that feels exciting or expansive. And other times they reflect something that feels uncomfortable, something that triggers you, something that brings up insecurity or fear or old patterns. And that doesn't automatically mean the connection is wrong, but it does mean that there's something to pay attention to. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. Happy Thursday, as we are said this many times, but you know, we're doing episodes on Mondays and Thursdays now. And Mondays, more grounding, more reflective, come back to yourself kind of space, Magic Monday. Then Thursday is where we're going to get a little more curious, a little more open, a little otherworldly, a little witchy. We'll explore things like last week we did numerology. We'll also explore energy and all of the slightly more otherworldly concepts, but always in a way that still feels real and actually useful in your life. So Monday is our anchor for our week, and then Thursday's the little portal. And today's episode is something that I've been thinking about a lot lately, especially when it comes to relationships and the people in our lives. Have you ever met someone and it just feels easy or familiar? Like you don't even have to try. You didn't have to overthink. It just worked. And then on the other hand, have you ever met someone where something felt a little off, a little complicated, just not aligned? And you couldn't fully explain why. You were just being yourself. But on paper, I mean, maybe everything might look fine, but the energy just felt different. And I think a lot of people turn to things like astrology to try to understand that, right? But today, I want to look at it through a slightly different lens. I love looking at it through the astrology lens, but we're going to talk about compatibility beyond astrology, using numerology, energy, and just a deeper understanding of how we actually interact with other people. So first, let's talk about what compatibility even is, though you obviously know, but I think that we've been taught to think of compatibility in a really surface level way. Like, do we have things in common? Do we like the same things? Do we get along easily? And those things do matter, but they're not the full picture, because you can have all of those things and still feel like something is off. And on the flip side, you can meet someone who is completely different from you, and it just works. So compatibility is not just about being the same. It's about how your energies interact. And it's about how your nervous systems respond to each other, how your communication styles meet, your patterns play off one another, how you feel in their presence over time. And that's something that I think that we don't always pay attention to, or we might brush aside. And we tend to look at what makes sense, right? What looks good on paper, instead of what actually feels aligned. I don't think that those listening right now actually think, oh, this looks good on paper. I think we do intuitively, whether it's friend, relationship, lover, even just being close with certain members of our family, we likely follow our intuition there. But I wanted to just talk more about that, because if you're listening to a podcast like this, you likely don't really give a crap about what it looks like on paper. Instead, you care more about the energy. And it's just an interesting topic to discuss. So, you know, I think, do I feel calm around them? Does my nervous system feel safe and relaxed? Do I feel like I can be myself? Do things feel easy, or do they feel like work? And that doesn't mean everything should always be effortless, right? But there's a difference between something that flows and something that constantly feels like it needs to be managed. And that's where this gets interesting, because when you start looking at compatibility this way, you stop trying to force things to make sense and you start noticing how things actually feel. And that's where tools like numerology can add another layer. And this is not to label people, not to box anyone in, but to just give you a little more insight into why certain dynamics may feel the way they do. And once you start to see that, a lot of your past experiences start to make a lot more sense. So when it comes to numerology, most people only really know their life path number. Great. But even then, it's usually explained in a really surface level way. And we've had the surface level 101 numerology, and we've also gone in depth with karmic numbers. So let's say you're a 3. you're creative or you're innate, you're driven, right? And while that's not wrong, it's also not the full picture because numerology isn't just about who you are individually. It's also about how your energy interacts with other people's energy. You know what? I'm going to put the numerology, more recent numerology episodes linked in the show notes. And also, I think I had an expert on. If I did, and that could be an older episode, but numerology is timeless, so I'll put that in the show notes too. Anyway, every number carries a different kind of rhythm. So some numbers are more structured, some are more emotional, some are more independent or more relational. And when those energies come together, they either flow naturally or they create friction. And that friction, it's not all bad. It's not always bad. Sometimes it's growth. Sometimes it's a mirror. Sometimes it's just a difference in how you move through the world. And something that I think is really important to understand is compatibility is not about finding someone who is exactly like you. It's about how your differences interact. Like, someone who is more grounded and structured might feel really stabilizing to someone who is more fluid and emotional. Yeah, but at the same time, that same dynamic could feel restrictive or overwhelming if it's not balanced. Or someone who is very independent might feel exciting and inspiring, but also distant or hard to read depending on what you need. So it's not just about, are we compatible or not, right? It's more like, how do our energies meet? What does this dynamic actually feel like over time? And numerology can give you a language for that. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, I've been thinking about how much financial stress can quietly affect us and in ways that we don't always talk about. It's not just about money, it's the mental load that comes with it, the overthinking, the pressure, the way it can impact your sleep and your mood and even your relationships. I know for me, there have been seasons where I've felt overwhelmed trying to figure everything out, like I needed to have it all together financially in order to feel okay. And that kind of pressure can be really, really heavy to carry on your own. So something that I've learned is that struggling with money doesn't mean you've failed. It just means you're human and navigating life like the rest of us. And that's where therapy can be really supportive. Not for the financial advice, obviously, but for the emotional side of it. Therapy can help you understand your relationship with money and work through stress or shame and build healthier ways to cope so it doesn't feel so consuming. BetterHelp has a network of over 30,000 licensed therapists, and they match you based on your needs through a short questionnaire. And if it's not the right fit, you can switch at any time. When life feels overwhelming, therapy can help. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/yourownmagic. That's betterhelp.com/yourownmagic. Friends, I need to tell you something that Jordan and I have been seriously talking about for the summer. We live in Utah, right? And Utah is a great place for outdoorsy people. And so we've been looking at doing an RV trip. You know, we're not planning on buying an RV and changing our entire lifestyle or anything, just renting one for the summer through Outdoorsy. So if you haven't heard of it, Outdoorsy is basically the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the US, which means you can rent an RV or camper without owning one. And what I didn't realize is how easy it actually is. You literally, step one, search for a rig near you, then two, book it with insurance and roadside assistance included, and then three, either drive it yourself, tow it, or have it delivered and fully set up for you. Like, you can just show up and it's ready. And for summer 2026, this is kind of genius. Between the huge international soccer tournament coming to North America, America's 250th anniversary celebrations, and the 100th anniversary of Route 66, hotels are going to be wild. An RV lets you stay close to the action, or honestly, just closer to nature, closer to the river and the trailhead and to the beach, closer to the quiet. As a dog mom, the idea of bringing the boys without worrying about pet fees or weird hotel rules, that sounds great for me. Sounds dreamy. So Outdoorsy has thousands of rigs nationwide, from cute camper vans to full family-size motorhomes, and they include comprehensive insurance, 24/7 support, and roadside assistance, so it doesn't feel risky. It actually feels freeing. So if you want to turn the drive into the vacation this summer, go check it out and use promo code MAGIC to have all service fees removed from your 2026 booking. That's kind of major. I'll link everything in the show notes so you can explore. Maybe we'll see each other on the road. Not to label someone as good or bad for you, but to understand why something feels easy or why something feels a little more complicated. And I think that when you start to see it this way, you stop taking things so personally, because it's not always about someone doing something wrong. It's often just about two different energies trying to find their rhythm together, right? And so it's a little more nuanced, right? It becomes a little more nuanced. It's not just black and white or perfect or not. It's about the dynamic. And once you understand that, you start to see your relationships in a completely different way. And so, yeah, we have the foundation. That was simple. This is also where things really start to click, because, well, have you ever noticed that, like I said before, some people just feel easy. Like, you don't overthink what you say. You're nervous system feels calm. You don't feel like you have to manage the interaction. You just feel comfortable and at ease. And it's not always about how much you have in common, really. It's just the energy flows. Your timing matches. Your communication feels natural. Your nervous system feels relaxed around them. That's huge. And that's usually a sign that your energies are either similar or they complement each other in a really balanced way. And there's not a constant push or pull. It just works. Doesn't mean they're bad or good. It just works. I mean, we're all so different. But then there's also other people where it feels a little more complicated. And again, it's just not always obvious why, but maybe you overthink more around them, or you feel slightly on edge, or things feel inconsistent or unclear. Or maybe there's a strong pull, but it also just feels a little chaotic, which also can change over time. I know that there are people in my life that I didn't feel ease around at first, but then I ended up feeling at ease when I got to really know them. But this is just that first energy that we're talking about. And I think this is something a lot of people get confused about, right? Because intensity, that can feel like connection or not, or it can feel like chemistry, or it can feel like something very important. But a lot of the time, intensity is actually activation, and it's your system reacting. It could be a pattern being mirrored back to you, or a wound being touched, a dynamic that feels familiar even if it's not healthy. And that's why certain connections can feel so strong but also so unstable, because they're just not just about connection, they're activation. And on the other side of that, sometimes something that is actually good for you can feel unfamiliar, right? Like I said, there are people that I didn't feel fully comfortable with at first, and then I got comfortable with, and they're so good for me in my life as friends. It can feel slower and quieter and less dramatic, and your brain might interpret that as, ugh, this is boring, or this isn't it, or I don't feel safe in my nervous system because my mind is going crazy and I'm just trying to impress this person for some reason, right? When really, it might be stable. And so you're just not used to stability, and that can feel strange at first. So part of understanding compatibility is learning to notice that, does this feel calm or does this feel chaotic? Do I feel steady or is this inconsistent? Do I feel like myself here or do I feel like I have to adjust and please? And again, this isn't about labeling people as good or bad. It's about understanding what a dynamic actually is doing to you. Because once you can see that clearly, you stop getting pulled in just by how something feels in the moment, and you start paying attention to how it feels over time. And that shift alone can change so much. And there's another layer to all this. I'd like to say that there is just, I mean, this is something that's really important to understand, in my opinion, is that sometimes the people that we feel the most are actually reflecting something back to us. And not in a everything is a mirror, overly simplified kind of way, but in a, this is a grounded, real, real response. Like, certain people can highlight patterns you already have, parts of yourself that you haven't fully seen, things you're drawn to, things you're avoiding. And that's why some connections feel so charged. And it's not always just about the other person, but really it's just about what's being activated in you. And that can go in different directions. Like, sometimes someone reflects something you admire, or something you want more of, something that feels exciting or expansive. And other times, they reflect something that feels uncomfortable, something that triggers you, something that brings up insecurity or fear or old patterns. And that doesn't automatically mean the connection is wrong, but it does mean that there's something to pay attention to. Because not every strong connection is meant to be long-term. Some connections are here to show you something, not necessarily to stay. And I think this is where a lot of confusion happens, because we feel something strongly And we assume that means it's meant to be, but sometimes it just means it's meaningful. And there's a difference, right? So instead of asking, why do I feel this way about them? It could be more helpful to ask yourself, what is this bringing up in me? Because that question brings the awareness back to you. And that's where the clarity usually is. I love this conversation about energy and bringing questions back to ourselves. So, how do you actually use all of this without overanalyzing every person that you meet or trying to figure everyone out? Because this isn't about turning relationships into a puzzle or becoming more aware of your experience inside of them. So instead of focusing so much on what does this person mean? Are they right for me? You can start with something simpler like, how do I feel around them? Do I feel calm or do I feel like myself? Do I feel grounded or do I feel anxious? Do I feel like I have to perform? Do I feel like I'm trying to figure something out all the time? And then pay attention to patterns over time because one moment doesn't tell you everything, but consistency does. And this is where self-trust comes back in because tools like numerology, astrology, all of that can give you a language, but they shouldn't replace your own awareness. They should support it. So you can use them to understand dynamics, but still come back to yourself as the final reference point. And something I think is really important to remember is that you don't need to figure everything out and you don't need to label every connection, obviously. You can just observe, just notice, just let things reveal themselves over time and trust that you'll feel what's right for you. That's where this becomes really empowering because instead of trying to control or decode everything, you're just paying attention to it. And that's honestly enough. So as you think about all of this, you don't need to figure every connection out. Don't need to label every dynamic, like I've said. Just want to emphasize. But you can just start noticing how you feel around certain people, noticing what feels easy, what feels a little more complicated, what feels more calm, what feels more activating, and letting that be information. Because the more you pay attention to your own experience, the clearer things tend to become. And then tools like numerology, astrology, all of that can give you a language, right? And that can give you a perspective. But at the end of the day, your own awareness is always going to be the most important piece. I do love to dive into numerology and astrology, especially for these Thursday episodes, but I really wanted to bring this into our awareness first before we go more into all of those different systems for a Thursday episode, because I really want that to be important. Is obviously what you recognize and bring in awareness to the energies around you is the most important thing. Thursday episodes, again, they're just going to be opening your mind a little. We go a bit deeper, a bit more curious. And then there are going to be many, many episodes. Probably next Thursday, I'll do one that's a little more otherworldly. I love a little more otherworldly, a little witchy. But still bringing it back to something real, something that you can actually use in your life. So anyway, take what resonates, leave what doesn't always, and just let yourself explore. And if you want to stay connected with me outside of the podcast, you can connect with me on Instagram or Substack. My username is @RaquelMantra. That's RaquelMantra. And with all that said, thank you so much for listening. And thank you for your magic.